Well, you know, you never know what the day holds, do you? I found something I think I could preach. I preached this sermon probably 8 years ago, maybe 9 years ago, right after my wife died. And I was sitting on the bar of a grave that was going to hold her body. And I began to wonder, can I really believe what God has promised us? Because he's promised us we'll see our loved ones again. And I've been a Christian many years. But I confess to you that that day I began to wonder, can I really believe what God has promised us? And I was reading, and I came across a God thing. It's recorded for us in the book of Genesis, 15th chapter. When Abram, began to question, can I believe what God has promised me? You remember that 12th chapter of Genesis, God called Abram. And we don't know how Abram knew God, but he did question God, called him out of a land, Ur of the Chaldees to come, and Abram came. And he made Abraham a promise. And I'm not going to read the promise, you can read it. But he said, I'm going to make you a great man. The whole world's going to be blessed by you. And you're going to have a child. And your child will be the heir. And Abraham said, what are you talking about, God? I'm 90 years old. I'm not going to have a child. And he took him outside. He said, look, what do you see up there? See the stars. Count them if you can. And he couldn't count them. But Abram said, how can I believe that you're really going to do what you promised? And that's what we're going to talk about briefly this morning. The word of the Lord came to him, this man will not be your heir, but a son coming from your own body will be your heir. He took him outside and said, look up into the heavens and count the stars, if indeed you can count them. Then he said to him, so shall your offspring be. Abram believed the Lord and credited him with righteousness. He also said to him, I am the Lord who brought you out of Ur of the Chaldees to give you this land and take possession of it. But Abram said, O sovereign Lord, how can I know that I will gain possession of it? So the Lord said to him, bring me a heifer and a goat and a ram, each 3 years old, along with a dove and a young pigeon. Abram brought them to him, cut them in two, and arranged them in halves opposite each other. That birds, however, came, did not cut them in half. And the birds of prey came upon the carcasses, but Abram drove them away. As the sun was setting, Abram fell into a deep sleep, and a thick and dreadful darkness came over him. Then the Lord said to him, know for certain that your descendants will be strangers in a country not their own, and they will be enslaved and mistreated 400 years, but I will punish the nation they serve as slaves, and after they will come into the great possession. You, however, will go to your fathers in peace and be buried at a good old age. In the fourth generation, your descendants will come back from here, and the sin of the Amorites will not been reached maturity. When the sun had darkened, had fallen, a smoking fire pot, a blazing torch appeared and passed between the pieces. On that day, the Lord made a covenant with Abram and said, to your descendants, I give this land from the river of Egypt to the great river Euphrates, the land of Kenites, Kizanites, Kadamites, Hittites, Perizzites, etc., etc. As I said, God had made these promises to Abraham. Abraham, an old man, I'm 4 years old, 3 years older than Abraham was at the time. And yet he said, a child is going to come from your loins. You're going to be, and he is the one that's going to carry on. And of course, Abraham said, Lord, how can I believe this? And then we go through this strange thing of killing these animals and laying them on the side. Now, in that day, that's how deals were made. When I was a kid, it was made by handshake. A man's word was his bond. But now, if we make a deal, you better run it through about two or three lawyers to make sure there's no loopholes in it. Because that's what the world has come to now. But in this man's day, the way a deal was made, they killed these animals and laid them down in a row. And each person walked up between the animals. And what they were saying, if I don't keep my word, may I be as these animals. This is what this act was, this is what this act really was. So as Abraham began to question God, God, can I believe what you're telling me? Just as I was doubting God when he said, you'll see your loved ones again, he made this deal, cut the animals. The scripture said, a flaming fire pot. Now, in the Old Testament, fire has always represented God. The burning bush, Moses in the burning bush, the children of Israel for coming out of Egypt, how what were they led by a pillar of fire by night. But fire always represented God. And so this burning fire pot represented God as he came to earth. And while Abram's asleep over here on the ground, did not know what was going on, this flaming fire pot made a trip up and back between these dead animals, which God, in fact, was saying, if I do not keep my word, may I be as these dead animals. Friends, we need to understand what happened here. I know that every person here, at some time in your life, has doubted, is God, can God really do what he's promised? This morning, I want to reinforce the fact that, yes, you can. You can believe what God has promised you, even though it's almost hard for us to understand. I cannot understand how I will one day see my wife again, whose body is out in the cemetery. To me, I don't know. But God has promised me that I will. And he has made promises to you that you at times may doubt. So in this very brief opportunity I have this morning, I want to encourage you to remove those doubts from your mind. Don't worry about it. Don't worry about how God's going to do it. I have no idea. I don't know how he did. I don't know how he, by word, created this earth. I don't know how he did it. But he did it. And God has made us promises. I can enumerate them over and over again. He's promised us that he'll never destroy the earth by water again. He's put a bow in the sky to remind us of that, but it's still a promise. And God makes unconditional promises, which we don't need to do anything. Like that promise, we'll never destroy the earth again with water. We don't have to do anything. There are some things we have to do. For example, we have to obey him. If we do, he'll be our God, that kind of thing. But the unconditional promises, we don't have to worry about. And this was an unconditional promise that he made to this man. And it's an unconditional promise he's made to us. One of them, that we will see our loved ones again, and that he'll never leave us. He'll be with us. We run into problems. We needn't fear. Trust our cares upon him. He will carry them for us. That's a promise he's made. On and on and on. And we can believe these promises because way back in, almost in the beginning of time, he made a covenant with himself. And that covenant was, if I do not say what I promised you, may I be like these dead animals. And we know that'll never happen. So friends, when these dark times come, when you begin to wonder, you know, can I really trust God? Is it really true when he says, cast your burdens upon me and I will carry them? Is that true? Can we believe it? Rest assured, any promise God has ever made to you, he will keep. Guaranteed. Guaranteed. I don't know how many times I've said this is the last. This may not be the last, I don't know. But when I got up this morning, I certainly didn't intend to have this opportunity. But I welcome the opportunity to share my faith with you. And I can reassure you that as we sang the song, it is well with my soul. May God continue to be with you. I love you. May God continue to bless you. And remember, believe what God has promised. Let's pray. Father in heaven, thank you for this opportunity. Pray for Pastor Tim. I don't know what's going on, but just be with him, heal him. But thank you for this opportunity. I'm just grateful to you for all your many blessings that come daily, over and over again. Go with us now and grant us your peace. We ask Christ's name, amen.